Tzvach. Ruch Ma'aboyim. A new winter season. Safa Shemaya. So I thought of going a little bit into brachos on foods that are very relevant, things that people eat almost every day. And in particular, cereals. The reason why I think it's important to go into these in your name. Can't hear me? Sorry? It's weird, isn't it? It's so close. Huh? It's making an echo. Because there are a lot of people have written sforim about cereals. Still echo? A lot of people have written a very good sforim on cereals, on brachos, and including cereals. But I think there seems to be certain lack of information on the metzias of how cereals are made. And there are assumptions are made which are maybe not accurate, only because one of the reasons is that people write letters and get replies, and they either asked the wrong question or misunderstood the replies they got. So the whole halachas are built on this correspondence, and it's not necessarily accurate. I'll give you one small example before we start. Just start with a small example. And I think that's in Mechasis HaKorichas on Paftarit. They talk there about cookers. They talk about cookers because the companies in the correspondence with the clients is they talk about the cereals being cooked. It's not 100% accurate, but if you try to people the cereals are conditioned, people won't know what it means. People think they put some shampoo on with the conditioner. It's a technical term. It means only to get a bit of moisture into the grain so that it pops afterwards in the oven. It doesn't mean it's cooked necessarily. But people read cooked or cookers or pressure cookers, and later it's understood that it's cooked. If it's cooked, there's a big difference between a cooked cereal and a raw cereal that's just popped like popcorn. Yeah. So that's just one of the problems. And the other problem is that people write to companies, this is a very important point, but listen. People write to companies and you expect you're writing to a big company, a well known company, you're getting accurate information, expert information, and that is totally, totally false. You're not getting anything accurate and anything. The people who man these offices where they give reply, where they reply to customers, it's usually students who are on holiday, and they're given a list of FAQs, frequently asked questions, and they're given the questions, and they're given what the answer should be, and that's what they follow. And they know nothing. They probably haven't even been inside the factory to know what's tzach. Yeah, so you're getting very mediocre information, if that. So that's another problem. You can't rely on the accuracy of the information you're getting from the company. So that also makes a big problem. So I just want to start with the Inyan of Brachos. I think everybody knows that brachos, so the different levels of brachos. There's shahakoil, The most specific brocha is Ho'adomo. The most specific brocha is Bari Priyayit, Ho'itz. And then you got Bayomini Mazoinois. And maybe it'd be correct to say that at the apex of this pyramid of brochas, you've got Bari Hamoitzi Lechem Min Oretz. Hamoitzi is very specific for bread. And Hamoitzi Lechem Min Oretz. So to be, you wash on it, you make a bench on it, a shulish brochos, a doraisa. So go out to your brochos, how much lechem in oretz. This brocha of how much lechem in oretz, we're so used to saying it, we start off saying it from, when we start talking almost, and we say, we never think about the difficulties in understanding that brocha. Sounds simple, yeah? Hamoitzi lechem min oretz. I want to ask you, do you say on the apple, Haboiri pri ho'itz? Why do you say Hamoitzi lechem min oretz? Why do you say Haboiri pri ho'itz? You say Boiri pri ho'itz. So why do you not say Moitzi lechem min oretz? Is it a crazy question? But all the Shem, the Gemara talks about it, yeah? The Gemara says, on Moitzi, do you see, the Gemara is not a Shem, Machlekes Amorim, the Gemara, do you say Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, or Hamoitzi Lechem in Oretz? Is the word Hamoitzi in the past tense, or the future tense? Oh, right. So you know the Gemara. Right, fine, just go ahead. Yeah. That's good, very good. The Gemara looks like that. So Gemara brings a ray from Hamoitzi Lachomayim Surah Chalomish. As a Loshnovar. Moitzi. Is Moitzi Loshnovar. The Hamoitzi, you could say, there's a ray, Hamoitzi can mean Loshnosid as well. So Hamoitzi is doubtful as to whether it is Loshon Ovar or Loshon Osid. When you make a brocha on your bread, you're talking about something that's there already. It's happened, the bread is baked. So if you say Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, that definitely clearly is a past tense, a Loshon Ovar. So if it's so clear that that is Loshon Ovar, so why do we say Hamoitzi? Hamoitzi is questionable. So Shaila, whether Hamoitzi is Loshon Ovar or Loshon Osid, or maybe both. No. That's a Shaila in the Gemara. That's our Shaila in the Gemara. So why do we say Hamoitzi then? I think a lot of people learn the Gemara and attend the Gemara. But when it comes to saying the Brochas, you don't refer back to the Gemara. But if you know the Gemara, like we just said, that Hamoitzi could be Ovar, could be Osid, Moitzi is Vale Ovar, why do you say Hamoitzi? You should say Moitzi. That's one problem. The second question is, we say Hamoitzi Lechem. This bread, you're making a brocha on Hamoitzi, this bread came from where? From a tree? From the ground? Or from the baker's? It didn't come out of the ground as lechem. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. It's a chnishma mislechem min ha'oretz. Where does mislechem min ha'oretz come from? I'm saying to you now, it's stated in the poskim. Yeah, the Rishonim, Ella, and the Rishonim, Kadmonim. Yeah, we came to say hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. And even if you do say, the next question is, if you do say hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz, why min oretz? Why not min ha'adomo? You say Bari pri ha'adomo. Yes, so why not say Hamoitzi lechem min ha'adomo? And the third point, another one. Just that because it all gets answered with one teretz. The tour looks away. Cook some of line. the two rings. The Torah actually says what we just now said, Barikas. He says, V'yivorech, you got to make, you eat, you make a bruch on bread. It says the Torah, V'yivorech, bochat Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, ha'motzi lechem min ha'oretz. V'af al-gaf, to ask the kasha. Even though if you were to say, Motzi lechem min ha'oretz is odif tvei, would be better? Because everybody agrees, Motzi lechem min ha'oretz is a loshon ovar, the past tense, and this bread I'm going to eat has been baked already. So Moitzi lechem min ha'oretz means the Rebbein Shem brought this bread min ha'oretz, which we'll explain in a minute. Yeah, but that's what it alludes to. So it's a loshon ovar. And but tzorich le baruch le she'ovar, you've got to make a baruch le she'ovar because you've got to say it in the past tense. We're talking about this bread, which is already here in existence. We're not talking about future bread. Ubahamoitzi, if you were to say hamoitzi pligi, the machlekes, if hamoitzi is a loshen ovar, the past tense or future, as if it was of the two, even so, posik tamuda hamoitzi. The Gemara paskens, you should say, as if the Gemara, hilchasa hamoitzi. Full stop. Doesn't give a reason, doesn't give an explanation. So we're still stuck. Why is that? It's very nice. The Gemara says, but why? And then the tool says, interesting words. He says, V'chavon de'b'chosoi l'mashe moitzi v'piv. You should be m'chavon when you make the bracha to what you're saying. You may say a moitzi. You should be m'chavon to what you're saying. Here, bang in the middle of Hilchas B'chosa moitzi, that's shtendos. Every bracha you say, you should be mecham. What's he saying? What's the tour adding here? In the middle of Birchas Hamoitzi, pinked. They're Kasha Frig de Bach. Yeah, they're Shaila Frig de Bach. So, Chazun, interesting thing. I found that the Teres Chaim in Sanhedrin says the same thing, and the Primogodim in his Sefer Tevas Goyme Al HaTorah says the same thing. And come around the Rechazen to Santa Zach, oh, I want to tell you a Shikl Bach. Yeah. So he brings the Teres, says a different Teres, but he said, do a Shikl Bach, which all these Achoinim talk about, say the same thing, more or less. As up to say, Moitzi, we just said, is Loshen Ovar. Ha Moitzi could be both, Ovar and Osid. Zok Tazoi. I will say, Zok Taka in Teres Chaim, Zok Tazoi. Odom Rishon wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. What was the Eitz Hadas? It's a machlokes. And the Medrash brings a few different shittas of Eitz Hadas. More of Medrash. But one pshat is chito. It's chito. Ah, it's a modern zach, chito. That's the choshev macho. It's not my ganze fass of Eitz Hadas, but chito. Chito is not something one eats not normally, as a just raw chito. Zok the Teres Chaim that the chito was bread from chito, because in the time of Adam Rishon, Kodem Achet in Gan Eden, the trees were like they're going to be in the future. They also love Mashiach with Kimmon, a seit shteitu a Chazal, a sido Eretz Yisrael, lehoitzi gruskois. Eretz Yisrael, in the future, you won't have to go to a baker to get your bread. You can just pluck your bilka off a tree. Not sure there'll be all different kinds of trees, all different kinds of bilkas. But al kaponim state, they'll grow out of the ground. They'll grow out on trees. He brings a medrash, a national medrash. He brings a national medrash. Elo paschitin hoyo. Shoyse ha'oretz mitzio az gluskois kamoish yel osid. Because it says it's kind of zayin, just chitin. And also it says that a shita state, he brings up a medrash in Bereshis. Moshani, matamrois hoyu ka'arze halavonein. These trees on which the chitta grew, and like he explains, it's not chitta, it means breads of chitta, were huge, very tall trees, like erez, like cedar trees, shtaka trees. Had a lot of breads on them, had to provide breakfast for everybody, dinner and supper. So they are talking about bilkas, we're talking about breads, which were plucked off the trees. Dat zoekt de Bach. De Bach zoekt dat when you say Hamotzi Lechem min Ha'oretz, remember, we're reminding ourselves of the original bread which Rebbe Shem brought out from the trees in, or from the ground, in Gan Eden, Kedem Achet, were Gluskois, were breads. So that was, so there were breads brought out, that's what the pshat, that's for emphasis of Akasha. How can you say Hamotzi Lechem Ha'oretz, does bread grow out of the ground? No, at present, unfortunately not. Because of the chet. Before the chet, that's how the teva was, that bread grew on trees. And the future, so that's Moitzi. We say Hamoitzi to remind ourselves that in the future, Loshen Osid, in the future, Asido Eretz Yisrael Lohitzi Gluskois. The trees in Eretz Yisrael will bring forth bilkas. Asido Eretz Yisrael Lohitzi Gluskois, like Gomorrah. Kleimidas, also clothing. Rent Sukim. Of dames of the Gemara, a person who's medactic to say Hamoitzi and not just Moitzi, shows he's a Talmud Chacham. That he knows these inyonim. He knows that B'shas, Ma'aseh B'reishis, this is Gevein, breads growing on trees, and the Osed Lovoi. Chazal Darshan from Sukkim, Sagomorrah, that there'll be breads growing out of trees. So he's medacted to say Hamoitzi. That shows he's a Talmud Chacham. That shows he understands. Was Chazal and Gazok, there are these two things. Zok to Ebazoi, the first state, what the Torah means. When the Torah says, the words "v'chaven bebrikosoi lemashe moitzi mipiv," a person should be mechaven when he makes a brocha. What he's saying out of his mouth means that. I'm not talking about kavon of the brocha. Some kavon, the kavon of the brocha, daf no yede brocha, not dafka moitzi. But to think when you say hamoitzi, that we are alluding to the bread which came up daich nes, like it was before the chet. And how it's going to be Losed Lovai, not to be some Mashiach. That's why he says the tour Yerichavim bebechosoi lemar shemoitz mipiv. That means now that Chazal and Masakan and Paskand that Hamoitzi is Hamoitzi, not just Moitzi, kedei sheyenikra de Talmud Chacham hu. Im kein tzor sheyichavim lemar shemoitz mipiv. It's got to be mechavim that is leovar and Losed. So that if a person asks him, why do you say Hamoitzi and not Moitzi? So explain to him, that's what it refers to. It refers to the two situations where Lechem grows out of trees. One Kodem Achet, or the Moshe Kodem Achet, and one Yosef Lovei. Hazoi, bring the Bach. So we made him understand why the two has to be mazir here, to be mechaven what you're saying out of your mouth. That refers to the Pshat. What it means. Shemfatasach from the kashas, we start Rasya. We understand why you say lechem, and we say minoretz. We say the midbar minoretz. And if you say nichanami, that the reason we say on bread, hamitz lechem minoretz, kavishin lekro, because the pasuk says lahitzi lechem min haoretz in Tilim, in the Bochinashis. And on Peres, you say bore pri hadomo. Als shet pri hadomo shet in the pasuk. In zukte the Bach nachatam, because a lechem is a most important staple food for human beings to live with. That's chiyus shalodom toliboy. But also zukta, also mevachin al shovar, we say loshen ovar. Might see, because that everybody agrees the same lotion over. Because what? The mashke hakadosh baruch hu eretz yisrael ba'atzmoi, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself pours rain on eretz yisrael ubitchila, and before anywhere else, the first part of the world that benefits from rain is eretz yisrael. Umashke oisa megeshomim and waters it with megeshomim with rainwater gishme brocha velotzei. Kedichsev hanoisin motar apnei oretz shelach man apnei chutzes. So look into another nachazach. Invite Eretz Yisrael. Nacha mal of Eretz Yisrael. Not just because Eretz Yisrael stam al chashis Eretz Yisrael, because the rain. Rain comes to Eretz Yisrael first. And we say it lehabo as well, because, like we said before, that asida Eretz Yisrael lehitzi guskois. That's what we say, don't say moitzi lechem min ha'adomo. We say moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Ha'oretz. The Eretz. Eretz Yisrael. Our peira is, and also because that's the main staple food, bread. So that's all in the ha'moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Our peiros, which is not in a chayis toli b'hem, so you say by pri adomo, mashu kol pri adomo afi lechutz oretz. So we see here, it's licked in day masach in the hamitzi lechem oretz. Daf rois nemen print out a shtickle deshikel bach. Nach mechavon sein, put a stick on the wall in your kitchen. You say hamitzi. Daf wissen dus daf zum, dus daf mechavon sein. Added to that, yes. So that's the Bach. That's it. The Bach, Teres Chaim, Prima Godiv. That's the domain. That's what I've seen. Chaval, 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 Chaval. But those states, yeah, it's a genik. Yeah, Bach, Teres Chaim, and Prima Godiv. Shloishi Chamuri Yoilam. So this is written in the Bruchim. This is from Hashem. But Emes shtit Nachme. If you look in the Torah. The beginning of Reish Ches. The two Reish Ches the brochus, yeah, on other minim, about them. Zukta Torah zoi al chameshes haminim. On five minim of fruit. That means besides chitos oira. Achamish saminim shehem gefen, which is grapes, teino, figs, verimoin, and pomegranates, vazayis, and olives, vatomar, and dates. Shnishtabchu behem Eretz Yisrael. Because dvash, she says, doesn't mean honey like normally you understand to be honey. It means honey from dates. The bruch achoine is. Bruch achas min sholish. And why have they got a special brocha? Lefonim yisbayer, we explain later on, shemitrich hashivusam kavu lehem brocha b'fnei atzmon. Because of the hashivus of being of the shivus haminim. they've got a special bracha for bracha achrona. They can't all have a special bracha for bracha rishona, because others are stam peiros. You can't. There's no other nusach. But for bracha achrona, so he explains the Torah is marich. First of all, you've got these chamish saminim. That means besides chitul soira, which already we spoken about before, about bechsamozin, says a bracha achrona, special bracha achrona, a bracha achas man sholish, a mechiru or a preitz or preitz. And then he says the chamisha mine dogam, the eight types of grain, which are chitim, soirim, wheat, barley, kusmin, spelt, shibo shual, is oats, shipoin, is rye, shimgam kin chashuvim, they also choshuv. Why are they choshuv? Because they're all parts of chitul soira. Shishtapu benet Yisrael. I shit not two minim. Shet chitul soira. Here you got five. So because in kusmin is a min chitim. Kusmin spelt is included in chitim. And shivoy shua and shipoin, that oats and rye are included in soirim. So they've got a special bracha choina. And if you make bread out of them, you say hamoitzi. So hamoitzi is only miyuchad if it's made out of these types of grain, which are choshuv, because they are the chelik, or the type of grain which nishtap chavehen at Yisrael. Because they're all included in either wheat or barley. So this, just to bring out what we said before, that the hamutzi lechem in oretz is got to the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, especially the part that means for the future, because shteit asido Eretz Yisrael shteitzi guzkois. This thing of breads coming out of the ground or trees, that's going to be dafka Eretz Yisrael, nishchus oretz. So that's a shvach of Eretz Yisrael. Also, lovely, is going to be that. Part of it, a lot of other things as well. But part of it is definitely going to be that's l'osid, bread will grow from trees in Eretz Yisrael. So because of the shach of Eretz Yisrael, and plus the fact that it is the most staple food that human beings need, memeila machnamitzi, and the bracha achrona. And the bracha achrona means even, even if you didn't make bread out of them, but you made a cooked food out of one of the chamesh saminim, masakdera or daisa, even if you mix it with other things, you say a bar min mazoinus, and at the end, a bracha achas men sholesh. You make a bracha achrona men sholesh. Yeah, what do we say? Aloitz, apioitz, alamichil, there's the various different things depending on what you're eating. So the tools lay down the Yisaidah story here, what these rochas all depend on. So I just want to say, I wanted to say this Bach and the other, because it gives you a bisla kanzung, the rochas a bisla geschmacka, yeah, because it's got much more content to it than what meets the eye. Since I'll just. How much lechem in oretz? Only, as I said before, we're so used to saying that bracha, we don't think. We don't think what's linked or what's going on. There's a psachdei shvei. Yeah, so that's much time for the other shvei kaiten, and given a bit of havon in these psukim. Yeah, there's a more, much more richness. I've said it very short. So if you want to look up the Bach is said more as a Bach. Over the Torah's Chaim, you can look up in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. And the Prima Godim is in Tevas Goyme. It's Sefer Al HaTorah. Yeah, now I found that it's come out. The Prima Godim's Loshen is very difficult to understand. It's like telegram Loshen. And it's also a difficult Loshen besides being short. And so somebody is, the first time now, somebody's published the Tevas Goyme with a proper, long explanation, clear. What the Prima Godim is saying, what he means, and this is exactly very choshen. It makes the whole sefer much more approachable. So, and we see the chashivas of chito soira. Chito is more choshen than soira, bemes. But chito, there are for Pesach state If you want to, you can be Yotze on Pesach with Chameshes Mini Dogon, any five. Chito Soiro, and Chito Soiro, Shibur Lishuel, Shippon, and, what did I say? Kuzmin, yeah. But the Master states in Shulchan Aruch, Lechatchila should use Chitim. Because the Chitim is the most choshev of all the Chameshes Mini. That's in Shetan Chiz Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. So we eat a lot of things which are made from Chamesh Saminim in various forms. And here the Torah said that if you did not make bread out of these five mini dogon, of these five types of grain, but you made a tafshil, you cooked them, you made a soup out of them, you made something else out of them, Then you say a bari minim zaynus and ala mechil at the end or afterwards. Maase kedera, a daisa. Yep, so it means a cooked food. And just to underline it and stress it, after having mentioned that already, the Torah then says, when do you say amazoidus and alamichil on a food containing the chamish saminim? That's only when you made from with them a tafshil. That means, Toshit translated, means cooked food. Yeah, cooked. So we're talking cooked. There's other conditions in it, but tafshil means cooked. How do you cook something? You put it in water. You add a flame to it somehow, and you boil up the water which contains the food, and it becomes a tafshil. It becomes a cooked food. Avolim oichel oisam be'en. But if you eat any one of these chamesh saminim, these grains, be'en, with a whole, because here what he says carefully, loish no chayin. Makes no difference whether they are raw whole grains, loishno mevusholim, or whether they are cooked. Einam chashuvim likvei lahem brocha. They are not choshev enough to have a brocha of mazenus. And Adam Michel. Mevorech lishneim beri pri adama. Brocha achoina. Oh, comes later. Brocha achoina. But the beri pri adama is not mazenus. What's the chilek? If I've cooked grain whole, so it should be mazainous. The Teretz is not mazainous because that's not, hasn't got the chashivus of a food. It's not something people use as a food. Food is something where you've got a tafshil and it's being treated in some way. That means, and we'll see later, it means it's been ground up, the grains have been ground, have been split, have been broken up in some way. Then it's cooked, so then it becomes a different kind of tafshil. It's more wholesome, it's more edible, more wholesome, and more satisfying than eating it raw. I'll give you an example. If you have, many people eat oats in the morning. Yeah, eat oats. How do you have oats? Well, the official recipe on the box, I think, says you heat up water. Or you heat up milk and you pour the oats into it, or the vice versa, and you boil, let it boil for X amount of minutes, depending how you're cooking it, and that's a tafshil, you eat that. Some people have the oat flakes, just oats as they are, raw, although it may not necessarily be mamash raw, we'll come to that as well, and you just pour cold water into it and you eat it. Add a bit of, and yeah, some other bits and pieces, and you eat it. What is more satisfying, the master? The raw oats in milk, or oats have been cooked in milk, or in water? If they've been cooked, they're called what's called gelatinized. Yeah, it becomes a machel, it's a tafshil. It's a cooked food, and it's much more satisfying than eating the same amount of oats with cold milk. never see it's zazi. It's Zion. It satisfies more than in its raw state. Because that's the normal way to eat it. Tafshil. So if you got whole grain, which are cooked whole, the bruch is b'pri adama. The bruch is b'pri adama. So then, if that's the case, you know, you're sitting down for breakfast, and you're having, let's say, Weetabix. So what bracha do you make on Weetabix? What bracha do you make on Weetabix? Sorry? Mazonos. Why do you make Mazonos? Sorry? It's wheat. Okay, I'm going to show you in a minute. Where's the answer from? Oh, if you want to have a look here, you can give it out. Some sort of stuff for me with the. You see there. You see this simple little pamphlet. How Weetabix is made. Weetabix is made. It's very important that the picture you'll see. Weetabix is made like this. They take whole grains of wheat. Oh, I can do with one as well. Hang on. That's right. I only need one. It's not okay. I want to show you. You've got in the first page, just shows you. You've got a handful of grain. Chen. And then it goes through big cookers, where it gets cooked. And if you look at number three, the main picture I want to see is number three. Now, if you look carefully, it's as good a picture I could get. You'll see the grains are whole, mamash whole, with a peel on. They don't change, they don't crack, they don't get inflated or anything. The grains, caviar some, as they were before they went into the cooker, they look exactly the same when they come out of the cooker. They remain whole throughout the cooking process. So what's that? That's what the Torah says here. Im oichel behem be'en, loishno chayin, loishno mevusholim. Whether it's raw, or cooked. If they stay whole, it's Be'er Pri Adama. Those state in the Machaven Shulchan Aruch. Then you have a Chedik Beis. It's useful to bring with a Chedik Beis. In Machaven says the words, Ochal Dogon Chai, if you ate raw grains, Oi or Sukloyes, or toasted grains, or shuluk, or cooked, the hagarinim shlemim, and the grains are whole still, einim avorich el avoy pradoma. Zishkam azoynes, zishkam alamichio, you say avoy pradoma, and then, lacha avoy nefoshes. And you look at the Mishavah, Mishavah says like this, and the grains are whole. They weren't split before they were cooked. They didn't become crushed. They haven't become like a squashy thing, okay? Through the bishul. Therefore, ain't no chashuv in the mozin. They don't got the chashuv as sort of food. I look a shah pri adama. You know. The im husar, then he says, im husar klifa ledi katisha. If through katisha, the peel of the grains have been removed. Kedisha is not like people say Kedisha crushing. It doesn't mean crushing. It means they go through a process of, don't we call it, where they're hit with something I've eaten, and that separates the peel from the fruit, from the grain, and it comes off. So you can remove it. So then you've got a machlekes whether it's a mezainis or not. So that's when you get into difficulty with the gabbai bracha. That's all if they're cooked. If they're cooked. If it's not been cooked, no difference what form they've got. If it's not been cooked, it's a adama. It's a adama. So you see the picture for the because what happens to the grains? Because the problem is, why is Weetabix mazenus? Why isn't Weetabix mazenus? You just see here, if the grains are whole, and they come out of the cooker hole, it's adama. When the grain comes out of the cooker from being the process of making weetabix, they remain adama. Where did all of a sudden change from adama to amazonis? What makes them to amazonis? So that's the stickle which our people don't know. If you carry on, next page. If you look in picture 6, you can see there's like a big roller. The grain now the grain's been cooked. The grains are still whole. And they're then put through a mill.
And they're beaten at that stage.
They go through a mill. The mill squeezes them, presses them, and they become like a mush. Become like a mush, yeah. And the evidence is, if you look in picture 8, he shows you, in picture 8, he's taking this cooked, mushed wheat, the grains, to make the Weetabix, and in the actual video, he takes these mushed things and squeezes them with his hand, and you can see he lumps it all together. That looks like a ready, finished Weetabix. You can see. Because at that stage, they are full of moisture, of water, from the cooking. It's not really been drained off yet. So it's mushy. So it becomes a mush. It's been rolled, pressed together, into a mush. So now, it's been squashed. No. So it's like, is it then like, that's the shayla, if we stop here a minute, is it then like a food made out of grain which has been squashed and cooked? Here it's been the other way around, l'chayra. It means cooked and squashed. Should we reverse that order? Does it become a mazonos or not? I think it'll be a big shayla. Would it be a mazonos? You cooked it first whole, it's a very pure adama. And then you squash it. So what's made it change from a pre-adomo into a very minimal zinus? So if you look in picture 9 and 10, see the flakes are then semi-dried and brushed into the Weetabix molds. Okay, they go into the mold to have the shape of Weetabix, but they're semi-dried. And then, in number 10, they are baked for only 10 minutes, where the outside gets crunchy, and the inside remains chewy. But they're baked. So they're going through a baking process. So after having been cooked and milled, they're squashed together, and it's a squashy thing. It's much a squash thing, and then they're baked. That's a bishul. And then they're further baked in a microwave oven to make the inside dry as well. So the vault here is, why is it a mazonos It's because it is mashed and then baked. It goes to the second cooking process, which happens when they're already in a mash. And that's baked. That's what that makes into mazonis. If not for that, it would be a big shadow into mazonis. And the same thing, exact same thing, is with shredded wheat. Shredded wheat is the same process, except for the mill, the milling part. The milling is there in Weetabix, it mills it into flakes. And there, in shredded wheat, it mills it, a different type of mill, into strands. And the strands are powered up. They're the only part they don't show on the video there for shredded wheat. And that's a secret process, how they pile up the layers of Weetabix to make it of shredded wheat, to make it into what a shredded wheat looks like. Yeah. So that's the secret. Well, I don't think it makes any difference to halacha. Yeah. But the vart is the halacha chelik, which is negea, is that it's cooked, shredded, pressed together, and then baked. So it's been through a bishul after the mashing as well. That makes it into mazonis. And the rest, just for information, yeah, they make 250,000 pieces of Weetabix are produced every hour, in case you're interested. So, yeah, about Al-Kaponim. Al-Kaponim, that's why Weetabix is a mazonis. But if it doesn't go through that kind of process, there are cereals which don't go through that process. I'll give you a moshul. I can't remember if I mentioned it here once in the show, not again, but that was the Nachamu. What bracha do you make on Rice Krispies? If you look in the Shulchanuch, I don't know if you got Shulchanuch, Shteita Machaba. Hakoy says, if a person who eats, es oires, rice. What broch do you make on it? Boy Priadomo, and then Boyna Foshes, if you eat it raw. Then Bishloy, if you cooked it, Achen Ismaich, until it becomes a mush. Or you ground it up, also men who pass, you made a bread out of it. That's the shtita. It carries on, that's when it comes to another time. Of a cooked rice, if it becomes a mush, it's a mzainus. In other words, it's got the same gedorim as grain, although rice is not a grain, although Rabbi Yechim and Breuker holds that rice, he's of the opinion that rice is like Hamesh Saminim, but we don't pass like that. On the Gavah Chomus of Pesach, he says it's Chomus of Pesach. The Gavah the Brucha, it's the same as grain. If you cooked it and it becomes a mush, it is a mazonis, and that the Brucha Choyna is Berenafoshes. Now we come to that later eventually. Now, that's Erez. So the Shal is, if you have a plate of Rice Krispies, what's the bracha on it? So there you've got to know, how are the Rice Krispies made into Rice Krispies? There's two types of Rice Krispies. There's true Rice Krispies, and there's noch gemachte Rice Krispies, yeah? But, yeah, so the stamped Rice Krispies you buy, most of them makes, besides Kellogg's, I think. It's made, the rice cubes are nothing gewaltig. They're just plain ground up rice, it's rice flour, and it goes through an extruder. An extruder is a machine through which, with the heated at a very high temperature, and they mix the rice flour with, or the ground up rice with water, and it goes through this extruder, so it goes through a narrow tube at a high temperature, because the metal is like a block of solid steel and heated with electrical things, whatever it is, usually, and it goes through, and it comes out at a high speed, and it comes out as an extruded product. That means, how much extruded? It's like airy. It's fluffy. It's airy. It's a continuous flow of cooked rice. So cooked rice is what brocha? Mazonis. So that's what it is, cooked rice. So how does it become into Rice crispy? Very simple. At the end of this, as it comes out of the extruder, it goes through cutters. The cutters cut them into the size that you expect a Rice crispy to look like. And it becomes, we call it shmoy, right, well, not, can't call it Rice crispy, they call it something else. Of a lemasa, it's a cooked product. That's about Amazonis. And the Boronophosius, because Rice Rocha Achoina is Boronophosius. But Kellogg's Rice Krispies are not like that. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, each Rice Krispie is a rice, a whole grain of rice. Yeah, that's a whole chokhmah. Yeah, somebody went and visited Kellogg's for a number of weeks, and every time he went, he copied a little bit of it, how they did it, and it was got to do with the distance of one machine from the other and the time. He copied it so well that he made a machine exactly copying the Kellogg's one. And after that, Kellogg's refused to let any visitors in anymore into Kellogg's. Anyway, here we got in because they wanted the Hechsher, so they had to let us in. But we promised them we won't copy them. But that is a ganze chokhmah. It's a ganze chokhmah. How long it's got to live? It's a ganze geschäft. But there, every grain turns into a crispy. So what brocha is it? And it's never cooked. It never goes through a cooking process. It goes through a popping process. It's like popcorn. It goes through a heating process, and when it comes through the ovens where they get popped, it's like a mamsh. What happens to it? It's like a corn that gets popped. It expands and becomes a popped rice, popped grain of rice. That's what it is. So what is it? What brocha is it? If in its raw state it's very pure adomo, and it's cooked whole, shido is very pure adomo, so it should remain very pure adomo. It's cooked. Doshido cooked, yeah? He also should mechava. If it's cooked, and it's not mushed together, they don't get mushed together, they remain separate. It is a very pure adomo. And a boy in a fush is in any case. That's where the difference is, how it's made. So, it's a difference whether you eat rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, or you eat any other make. I don't think there's any other make that does it like Kellogg's, I don't think so. Oh, I can't be sure, you can't be sure. Oh, so that's the difference. Yeah, so this is just to show you how things can be different, Lafi, so you've got to know how they're made. You've got to know how they are made. Yeah, you're going to ask Kellogg's what you do to the Rice Krispies before they go to be popped. They'll tell you it goes through a cooker. Because, like I said before, they won't say conditioner because you all know what conditioner is. But what it does go through, it goes through a cooker. That means to get a bit of steam into the grains of rice to enable the popping to work. It doesn't cook them, it's not edible. I tried once. I took some of these grains of rice. I did more than once. Just tried them, just made a mistake the first time. So I tried to bite them, and I almost broke my teeth. Okay, so it's like hard stones, like raw grains of rice. It's gone. It's not got no nishkam chatzi cooking, nishkam fat cooking. No dimming of cooking. It's just conditioned. It's absorbed enough moisture with the steam in order to enable the heat of the oven to pop them. That's all. Just stop and listen. So therefore, if you write to a company and tell you, they're cooked, yeah, a pressure cooker, yeah, nope, that's amazonis. I was not shifting. It's not amazonis. So we're pure adomo. It's not edible yet, it's garnished. And the only time it becomes edible is when it comes through into the ovens and it gets popped. So it's a nafkud halochan two halochas. First of all, the gabba bruchas, it's a very pure adomo. And secondly, the gabba bishal akum, it's not shach bishal akum by the way. Because rice, savadish, you cook rice, if a goy cooks rice, it comes also as bishalakam. But here, they're not cooked. It's a popping process. It's like a cloyus. What's cloyus? Toasted grain. Toasted grain is hodomo. So it's never become a machel, it's never become a tashil. So it's not shakam b'shalakam b'adim. Mashe'en kein, the rice also can't become b'shalakam, because rice in a powder form is not oila shulchan aruchim. So either rice krispies are not a shal b'shalakam.
Wheat
is what?
Why is it not b'shalakum?
It's not oila shulchan aruchim in that surah. I've never seen a Suda's Bris even and that they should serve Weetabix. I don't think so, I don't know. And if they do, right, so Afkan, that's gone for this master shop.
Ready, Brett?
What?